Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It's your girl, Jenny Jordan, and I'm here to talk about a fun topic. Well, it's fun for me, and it's fun for you to listen. So put on your listening ears and sit back, relax, and your girl's going to talk about ways to keep the momentum moving. We all go through it. Literally, we're going through life, we're going through fitness journeys, wellness journeys, school, work, relationship, all the stuff. But let me tell you, there are times in the life where we just don't have the drive, the desire, the want, the will to keep shit upright and moving. So I want to go over three simple ways that we can keep the momentum moving. So let's get to it, because I like to keep these short and snappy. So number one, set clear goals. I talk about this till I'm blue in the face. I talk about this all in sister school. Even this month is all about setting goals for success. But in order for us to keep the momentum going, we need to identify goals, make them achievable, align with our values, our passion, and our long-term vision. If you don't understand what your goals are, you need to figure out what they are. Sometimes you need to even reach out to a professional and talk about your goals. Wink, wink, that might be me. So sometimes we need to break down larger goals into smaller, actionable steps to help you maintain that momentum. We all have bigger eyes and take big bites of our goals, but sometimes we need to make that goal more manageable for us to achieve them, for us to get so stoked about working on our goals that sometimes we just need to lower that expectation on achieving that goal. And I know that sounds bad, and I'm not saying, oh, we need to lower the expectation because we're not getting there. No, we have such high expectations all the time. Sometimes we just need to make the goal a little bit smaller so we can achieve them and start seeing success. And we also need to regularly review and adjust our goals so we can stay motivated and on track. One of the biggest things I talk about with my ladies in my coaching programs is, do you really track your progress? Question mark. When's the last time you really looked at the progress of your goals? How do you know you're achieving your goals? Do you really know? Question mark. So I'm going to leave you with that one today. The second thing is, we need to boost our self-confidence. Practice self-affirmations and positive self-talk is a great way to boost that self-confidence. We need to start believing in ourselves. Sometimes we sit there and we were like, I don't know if I can really do this. I don't know if I can, I'm worthy of that. Well, if you have shitty thoughts, you're going to get shitty answers. I hate to tell you. It's simple as that, because if we're not believing in ourselves, why do you want to even have motivation to do what you want to do? We also need to celebrate your achievements, no matter how big, how small, how grandiose that you think they are, and acknowledge that your strength and capabilities on these goals are achievable. We also need to surround ourselves with supportive people who uplift you and your thoughts and ideas around your journey. We always say, as we call the coaches in our community or leaders, that you are a part of your community. You are the strongest or even the weakest of the top five people that you are around. Who are the people that you surround yourself with? I love my group that I'm around. They are people that love me, support me, and they encourage me, they push me. It's fucking annoying sometimes, but you know what? These are people that really know what I'm capable of doing, so they push me. And they know when to back off, but they know when to push. So that also helps me with my self-confidence, because when I achieve a goal and they sit there and they smile at me because they know what I'm worth. They know my values. They know how to boost me and help me build my own confidence. And the last one I want to talk about today is prioritizing self-care. I cannot stress this enough. Oh, I take a big deep breath on that one, because if I knew what the universe had in store for me, I never would have believed it. I knew coming into 2024 that I wanted to make self-care one of my biggest goals for me. And that's a non-negotiable. Self-care is a huge part of your motivation and your journey. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how do you want to go through life? How do you want to create a routine or include activities or nourish your mind, body, and spirit if you feel like crap? I hate to tell it. It's just very simple. But we need to protect our time, protect our energy, protect our wellness. And that is all self-care. We need to learn to say no to things and be okay with that, not feel guilty. I can't tell you how many times that I've said no to people and they look at you like you're a three-headed monster. No, I'm not doing it. And you're not making me feel guilty because your lack of planning. I hate to tell you. But it's understanding what drains you and what excites you in life. Listen to that body of yours. Honor its needs, whether it's rest, relaxation, movement, connection, hanging out with loved ones, eating, exercising, whatever makes you happy. That is self-care. I know for me, self-care is a huge part of traveling, being with friends, hanging out, eating chocolate, exercising, spending time with my fam. It's prioritizing me. And when I prioritize me, that makes me feel motivated to work on my goals. So tell me, what keeps you motivated? What pushes you to the next level? Or what's holding you back? All these things are what helps us grow as humans. So take all this in the last minute or so I'm going to talk here, and understand you can control your own destiny by looking inside of you and what motivates you. So, mwah. I love you all so big, and check the show notes below if you want to see how I can help you stay motivated. Take care. Bye.